This is 136 million, just over 136 million, but it's also over 10 years. And I think that the 10-year commitment is the part that stabilizes the ability of the community to plan and to do that ongoing leadership training and focus on community that Cookby is talking about. Many times funding agreements are really short-lived. They're 2 or 3 years. And for those of us who have worked in not-for-profit or worked with unstable financing like that of any program or any community, it leads to that kind of insecurity that creates, for example, the job turnover that you might see as people are uncertain whether they'll have a job next year or not, the inability to do long-term planning and programming that supports families through all of the different stages of healing. This 10-year agreement allows the community now to have the confidence financially that they can plan for the long term. And I think it's an important part of the coordination agreements.
Just to follow up to that, I'm wondering how the federal and provincial governments, what role you'll be playing in the next 10 years to get this, to help the Spot Sheen and get this off the ground. Will you be involved or will it be hands off?
I can maybe start and then turn to the province of BC. I think from our perspective, this is really, again, restoring the care and the control to the rightful people, which is the community, with the appropriate fiscal resources to be able to do that. Of course, if anyone ever wanted guidance, certainly our officials would work with communities, but what I can say is that the federal government often has provided really bad guidance for First Nations communities, and so we know that the expertise lies in community, and we will continue to be there with the tools that communities need. But the true design of how to heal has to come from the community, and they know how to do that. In terms of our relationship with the province, I think one of the strengths of the coordination agreements with willing provinces like British Columbia is about coordinating the care of children that may not be in the community and that may be within the larger system of care across British Columbia. And communities will work extremely hard to find, and you've heard some of these stories of trying to find children that have been removed from homes or children that want to come home to community. And when you have a collaboration between the federal government, the community, and the province, you can facilitate that reunification of families in a much more cohesive, less combative way. Ultimately, we have to have the focus of the wellness of the child and family at heart, and I think this coordination agreement allows us to do that. And finally, I'll just say we're grateful for the commitment of British Columbia to continue to provide financial resources, because what we need is all parties working together for the success of all children in British Columbia, regardless of where they come from. Thank you very much.
Just to talk about the funding, British Columbia is continuing to provide the same level of funding to Splat Scene as we have done previously. And at the same time, we're working on what we're calling a fiscal framework. We're expecting to be signing a lot of coordination agreements. And so we're going to have a lot of conversations about what the funding needs are with lots of different nations. So we need to have an overarching framework so that we can show to all nations that we're being fair and transparent. And that's in our Declaration Act plan as well. So the province is committed to that work on a fiscal framework that we're doing with the federal government as well. And when you have a look at the agreement, you'll see that there are provisions in there for the province to work alongside Splat Scene and also to be able to get out of the way. So whatever the nation needs and how children need to be best served is where the province is able to work in partnership. So our social workers know if they get a call of concern about a child or youth, they ask, the first thing they do is ask, is that child Indigenous? And then they ask, what community or communities does that person belong to? And with a coordination agreement, that gives us much improved mechanisms for then the province, the frontline worker for the province to reach out to the nation and to start talking about and coordinating who's going to respond, when are they going to respond, you know, and who takes leadership on this and what do you need from the province, for example. So it really supports that work in making sure services get to children and youth as quickly as possible.